Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even remotely regretting that I bought a car with terrible gas mileage back when gas was not as expensive as it is today. Just kidding. I regret it. No. I'm just a Christian who, like many others, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. I've talked about this before, but I want to examine it through a different lens. If you haven't heard this story before, I'll give you the short version. I was seeing a therapist a couple years ago. It was a time in my life when I was feeling like things were so uncertain that anything that seemed like it might have the potential to pull the rug out from under us sent me into a period of intense, often, most often, unwarranted anxiety. We were at just such a point in our lives. For the first time ever, we'd been told that we were no longer able to rent the house where we'd been living for 3 years. We'd always moved when we had decided to. But this was during that period of time where houses were being purchased for more than their asking price, and the owner of the house we were in saw the opportunity and decided to sell. That absolutely shook me. Moving is one of the most stressful things a person can experience, and doing it against your will is even more stressful. On top of the normal stressors one can experience when moving, this was at the tail end of the pandemic, a time when finding homes to rent was nearly impossible due to eviction moratoriums. Nobody was moving out of their houses, so finding one to move into was almost impossible. So perhaps you can imagine the anxiety I experienced when less than 6 months into the lease at the house we ended up moving into, I got a notice that our landlord would be visiting the property. Why would he be coming to look at the house so soon? What if he found something wrong and then wouldn't renew our lease next year? What if he was actually visiting the house because he was preparing to sell it, just like the last owner? I was so paranoid about it, and I told my therapist, and he said this: try asking yourself, what if it turns out to be the best thing ever? What if it actually turns out okay? I thought that was silly. Surely this was going to turn out terrible, because that's what my last experience taught me. And maybe I didn't really think that, but I forced myself to believe it because it was easier to prepare my mind for the worst. But I did my best to take my therapist's advice. And at least once a day, leading up to that visit, I asked myself, what if it turns out to be the best thing ever? Guess what? It turned out to be the best thing ever. No, really. The landlord showed up and they were awesome. They loved how we were taking care of their place. I sheepishly asked if they had any intention of selling, that we didn't want to be surprised again. They said they had no intention and that we could rent the place for as many years as we'd like. It's been about 2 years since then. They're still amazing. It really turned out to be the best thing ever. They've never raised our rent. They're super attentive when there's problems. They get stuff fixed quickly, and they're thankful that we let them know. Why do I bring this up? If I'm telling this story again, and the longer this podcast goes on, the more likely that is, but I don't mind, because there's a reason for it, here and now. These days, everyone is so pessimistic. There is a general sense that things are heading in the wrong direction. We have worries about war, worries about grocery prices, gas prices, healthcare prices. We have worries about the way we talk to each other as humans, the increasing vitriol in our discussions around social and political issues. Things just feel bleak. And the way it's talked about in person and online reflects a quiet surrender on the majority of the populace. Things are awful. They will always be awful. Might as well give up. Now, maybe that's not your experience, and I would encourage you to reflect on what is perhaps your own privileged position, because we exist in the world of individuals who are struggling with mental health challenges. And oftentimes those are people who are lower middle class or even poverty level, and they're hurting and they're worried. Listen, I'm not gonna sit here and say that I don't feel the same way about 90% of the time. As humans, we gravitate towards negative thoughts, and no one is immune from it, even the Christian. But when we take this approach to life, that it is doomed, then it leaves us missing out on some of the best things ever. And so I want to invite you, nay, give you the permission to look at the world in which you live and ask yourself, what if some of my best days are still yet ahead? I don't know what particular challenges you're facing. I don't know what it is that you're most worried about, but I want you to imagine what blessings could still surface despite the challenges you're facing, or even as a result of the challenges you're facing. I've always been surprised by Christians who have encountered depths of difficulties that I can't even begin to relate to. From the deaths of close loved ones, to the closing of a business they started, from wars to divorces to cancer. Well, you name it. People who've encountered these things are still able to recount the blessings found despite the challenge, or even as a result of the challenge. Am I saying, hey, you should feel really good about the terrible things that are happening to you? No, I'm not. If I ever do, punch me. I'm just giving you permission to ask, what if some of my best days are still yet ahead? Or even better, what if this doesn't turn out the way I'm worried it will? Maybe you're like me. You think, well, if I don't plan for anything good to happen, or better yet, plan for the worst, I won't be disappointed when things go poorly. Not only is this detrimental to our recovery journey, which it is, because what's the point if I have no hope of getting better, but it will also drive us into even deeper states of despondency, apathy, and fear. Yes, ultimate hope shouldn't be placed in the systems of this world, in the leaders of nations, in our bank accounts or careers or children or landlords. Our ultimate hope is found in Jesus alone. But that doesn't mean we're not allowed to hope that things are going to turn out okay. In fact, it's not only okay, it's an automatic response that we couldn't turn off if we wanted to. None of us hope that things turn out poorly. We hope that they turn out all right, that they turn out in favor of ourselves and our families and those we love. Hoping for something isn't the same as putting your hope in something. Not necessarily. Now, let's take it one step further. It's not only okay to hope that things turn out okay, it's okay to let yourself imagine that they could. As Christians, we believe that God can and will do whatever He wants. To ask, what if things turn out okay? Or what if this doesn't turn out as bad as I planned? Or what if my best days or some of my best days are still ahead? Is to say, God, my future is in Your hands. My fears don't dictate the future for me. The powers of this world don't get to decide how things are going to turn out. I'm allowed to ask, what if? I'll end there. But there's a few what ifs we should never ask, and I want to make those clear. What if God is going to right every wrong? What if God is going to wipe away every tear from every eye? What if God is truly faithful when I'm not? What if God is going to reconcile all things to Himself? What if God is making all things new? When it comes to these things, what if doesn't enter into the equation? We put our hopes into these declared truths, which are as unshakable as God's love for us. Lord, for our good and for Your glory, bless this brain. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.